we're a large portion of our clients, Indigenous youth. It's about 54%, so quite a high number. I couldn't speak to specifically what area they're kind of coming from. So when folks come in, we kind of collect some of that information. And in terms of being able to provide, cultural information, I know in the past, we've done things. It's been a conversation this year about how can we kind of improve upon that to be able to provide, the supports that they need by, having that conversation with youth. So I came in June. And when I came in, that was one of the things that we kind of looked at was, staff were kind of asking questions of like, how can we make sure that we're providing those types of resources, some cultural support. And so it was on our list to kind of look at, in all honesty, in the new year. Unfortunately, as a result of having to pivot in the way we are, it's been placed in the back burner. But it is something that is important, not only to the youth, but also that, the staff members facilitating access to services, that we keep it into consideration and are able to find a suitable resource for them.